Right now, WGN TV Sports' Lauren Majere joins us from Bradley Place to preview the Bears game coming up this Sunday. What's going on, Lauren?
Hi, don't be... This ghost hunting stuff, you know I get freaked out about stuff like that. I'm like, nah, 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 nah.
You know, here's the thing. I scheduled it at 9 o'clock when you're working, so
you don't have to listen,
okay?
Thank you. And you know what? I noticed you said, you know, the line that people can call at the beginning of the show. How come we never get to field calls? I've always wanted to do that.
Do we do that? Who wants to talk to Lauren and Dave? 312-981-7200. You want to comment about the Bears game, how the Hawks are playing right now? Call this number. How's that?
That would be fun. I would love to field a call.
All right, Tom, go in the other room and make a call.
The lines go crickets.
Well, people are just excited to hear you, and they don't want to interrupt this conversation is what
it's
all about, Lauren. That's it.
These are the lies we tell ourselves.
It makes me feel better.
You get out of bed in the morning and come into work.
It makes me feel better. No question. No question. All right, here we are, week 7 now. Okay, so the Bucks and the Bears square off at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday afternoon. I think, you know, Bears came out on top in Chicago, but it is Tom Brady, right?
Listen, Sean Desai can play the rest of his career, and he's probably never going to get another back-to-back matchup like this. You go from Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
The good thing is they have the best pass rush in the league. They're leading the league in sacks. Not good news that Robert Quinn is on the COVID-19 list. But here's the thing. The Bucs aren't full string either. They've got their Gronk is out. Antonio Brown, out.
Yeah.
You know, Richard Sherman, on their defense, out.
So is that going to, is that a good
thing?
They're
not full string.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't make them less threatening because, come on, it's Tom Brady. And you got to feel for Sean Desai. You go from Aaron Rodgers to Tom Brady. I mean, you talk about game plan. You just got your butt whipped at home. Aaron Rodgers is talking trash. Then you got to go on the road.
Yeah.
And play the Bucs, the defending Super Bowl champs. You know what? And here's the thing. We can't rely on the defense as much as they have. All their eggs is in one basket, and the defense has been holding strong, and they've been putting quarterbacks horizontal, and I love to see that. But we're in week 7. You got to get some rhythm going on offense. It's nice that we're seeing a little bit of balance as far as pass run goes, but this is the league's worst passing team against the team's best passing team. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they've got to find a way to air it out. You know, Justin Fields has great chemistry with Darnell Mooney. I would love to see some of those long, deep balls. I would love to see them establish a good run game early on and find some offensive rhythm, put some points up on the board. I can't imagine they're going to be able to pull off the win. But you know what? While it would be nice to come home with a W, if I see some growth on this offense, and I see a solid defensive performance, I'm going to be okay with that. If we take a loss to the defending Super Bowl champs, but we see growth and steps forward in this offense, we don't need to peak in week 7. That's fine. Let's take what we learned. And we've got a ton of division games coming up ahead of us.
Well, we also have some key players, too, out with COVID right now.
That's right.
So it's one thing that, you know, that's the one thing that Nagy can't control.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what is it? Damian Williams.
Robert Quinn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's not good either going into this. But, you know, when you look at the standings and you put the Bears 3-3, Bucks are 5-1, tough to beat, but 3-3 isn't terrible. I mean, it's not terrible. It's somewhat respectable, right?
But they're one game away from being 3-4.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, with this team this weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, perspective.
Perspective. I agree. So, how long can Nagy hang on to being the head coach here? I mean, is the clock ticking? Are we just waiting?
I think he's doing everything in his power just to win football games. I think Nagy cares less about his job and more about winning football games at this point. I call them Nagyisms, where he has these things that he says over and over again. We worry about what we can control in the now. And that means putting together a good game plan and coming up with a W on Sunday. I don't think Nagy at this point is worried about his job. His wife might be.
Yeah. The kids, you know.
Might really like her school they go to.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what Nagy's worried about so much. And you know what? And he really is doing everything in his power. He's trying to develop a rookie quarterback. He's trying to dabble with, you know, does Andy Dalton ever come back this season? You know, their running back room is on life support. They're going through running backs quicker than anything. And I think it was a major, bold power move that he passed off play calling duties because he didn't want to do that. And it killed him. He couldn't even talk about doing it.
Interesting.
It killed him to do that. But if it means sacrificing his ego or something that he loves to do, that he believes he can do, and passing it off, then who knows? And I thought that that was a very, very bold move on his part to show how desperate he is to do anything in his power to be able to pull off wins on Sunday.
Are you going to go cover it, or are you going to be doing this one from home?
I'll be out in Tampa starting tomorrow.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes.
Fly out to the beach tomorrow.
I know. You're going. Good for you. Good for you. I have a very good friend, by the way, I want to mention this, that lives in Arizona, and the Cardinals are 6-0, and I can't hear enough from this guy about this, you know, and I'm reading some stuff about Arizona right now. Could it be an Arizona-Tampa Super Bowl too early?
No, that's not too early to say that at all. And here's the thing. If the Bears were 6-0, wouldn't we be chirping to
sure,
our friends?
Sure, of course. Yeah, I guess so.
I will listen to every Arizona Cardinals fan chirp. I'm so happy for them. Let them have it. And, you know, we have our own struggles here in Chicago. Like Nagy says, let's worry about the now.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. We're talking to Lauren Maggiore, WGN TV Sports. More with her next on 720 WGN.
Dave Fire, WGN.
All right, we are talking to Lauren Maggiore, WGN TV Sports. Look at us, second time in a row talking about sports first.
We're doing our jobs. I'm really proud of us. Normally we get distracted about fun things to do in Chicago and great places to have cocktails.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
our bosses would be so proud.
You've heard the new jingle they did, or the new promo they did for us, right?
Yeah.
Friday nights at 7, it's Dave Plyer and WGN TV's Lauren Maggiore talking sports, cocktails, and helicopters.
Why don't you take the GM-copter just over here?
Call the choppa. It's cocktail hour for Dave and Lauren. Yeah,
on WGN Radio.
Yeah, I think they figured us out.
They're on to us, dang it.
They're on to us, of course. Speaking of sports, by the way, in a couple weeks, I'm going to sit down with Bulls legend Scottie Pippen. How's that?
I just got this. What if it's like sports and spirits with David Lauren?
Ooh, I like that. I like that. You know what? Honestly, Sales was talking to me about something like that.
Need a sponsorship.
Yeah, we were
sports and spirits with David Lauren.
We were talking about that in the hallway the other day. That's not impossible. And we're going to have
Tito's, call me.
Tito's. Let's do Tito's. I love that. Well, they were talking about like, hey, maybe we can grab a restaurant. See, this way we're going to have to go eat there before the show. And,
oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, the horror.
The horror. No, but I'm going to sit down with Scottie Pippen. And he's got a new book coming out called Unguarded. And I don't know if he's going to be here in studio or in Chicago, but I'm pretty excited about that. He's a legend here.
I only met Scottie Pippen one time, and I fangirled.
Yeah,
like completely fangirled. And yeah. I like don't ever fangirl around anyone, really, just because, I mean, when you're around so many like sports superstars and you see famous people all the time, and I've really, really trained myself to remain professional and
play the role. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Act like you've been here before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but when I saw Scottie Pippen, I completely fangirled out. I was like staring at him and he's kind of like looking down at me. And I was like, can I please have a selfie? Of course. He's so tall. He's crouching down. Yeah. I'm on my tippy toes holding the phone up. But we got a cute picture and he was so nice. I was like, listen, I grew up a Chicago Bulls fan.
Yeah.
I mean, you never want to tell someone I grew up watching you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the greatest compliment, but I'm sure every person.
Yes, it is.
Encountered said that. And he was so gracious and so nice and took a picture with me. And I've never met anyone who's taken a picture with him who said that he was rude. He was so nice about it.
That's awesome.
I think he's just like that.
That's
I think you're going to have a really good time.
So it's not a surprise when the NBA decided this week to create that list of 75 best players. I think they did it some years ago. So it was 25 years ago. Both players were named on the 50th anniversary team. This is the 75th. And Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, of course, are on that list. I mean, of course. They should be at the top of the list.
If they weren't?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh.
Yeah.
There would be outrage.
Yeah, there would be.
I have watched The Last Dance four times through now.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I did twice. I did twice during the pandemic.
Four times now.
Wow.
The first two times was by myself. Mm-hmm. One time was with a friend who hadn't seen it. And I'm like, we're starting it right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, I thought I came over to hang out. And I was like, we're going to watch The Last Dance. Starting it now.
Love that.
And the fourth time was kind of like I went on some airplanes here and there. Just, you know, it's a great show to put on an airplane because it's like feel good.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming. And you know what's funny is I notice something new every time I watch it. And it's cool because I'm like, look, there's Dan Rohn.
But speaking of fangirl, you know, Dan Rohn, of course, the man. No, but, you know, here's the cool thing, though, is that when you're watching this stuff, I discover stuff new all the time if I'm watching stuff two or three times.
Right.
You know, so I just watched Psycho the other day and noticed something I never watched before. None of that. So real quick.
Stonewalling you.
I know you are. Real quick on the Hawks. So Patrick Kane finally got to celebrate his 1,000th game because fans were actually back in the building, which was really, really cool. But, man, it's a tough time for them. Fifth straight loss.
I mean, they're winless. It's really tough. But here's the thing. It is a very long season. And they're going to be able to get their skates underneath them. They're going to be able to figure out. And here's the thing. We all know I'm the naive, eternal optimist. So I always try to get like really creative and think on the outside of the box of a creative way to stay naively optimistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one thing to keep in mind. They, with the shortened season last year, they only traveled about 12,000 miles. How many miles do you think they're guessing? How many miles would you guess that they're traveling this season?
30,
last year was 12,000.
30?
Over 43,000 miles.
All right. Wow.
And last year, when they go to a city, they get like three or four nights there because they get two games there.
Right.
So it's kind of like a baseball series
in
a sense.
Yeah, very much so.
You know what I mean? Like that's how it was last year. And they were able to adjust. This year,
just go.
It's been 2 years where it's like, and in hockey, you got to find your legs.
Yeah.
And it takes a minute. And with the travel on top of it. So I'm considering that and the fact that they're still winless. And I think that once they adjust to the travel a little bit, once they get their legs underneath them and they kind of figure out everything, they're going to be okay. I don't think they're, you know, in contention to win the Stanley Cup yet this season. But I think that they are well on their way. And if you look at this roster on paper, I mean, they look good.
Fingers crossed.
Defense looks great. You know, they've got Fleury, you know, coupled with Lankinen, and they are going to use them kind of like they did with Corey Crawford and Robert Leonard a few years ago, kind of like a 1-2 punch goalie system. And that's how Colin says they're going to use them. Hey, they're both great goaltenders. Let's just give them a minute, get used to the travel. And like I said, last year when they're traveling, when they're on the road, it's like a baseball series. You drop the first one, you can make an adjustment. And you can correct it in the second game. Well, here, I mean, they're in and out of town. One game here, one game there. So, yes, they're winless. I give it a couple of weeks before we start to see some hope.
Okay. Building. All right. That's fair. Prayers for our pal Troy Murray, too, who's battling cancer. I know he was at practice one day this week.
Yeah, he went to pregame skate for the first time this season. So, I like to say that that's a good sign that he's feeling okay.
Right. I miss his voice on the radio.
I do, too. Yeah. It's so nostalgic.
And he's a great guy.
Yeah, for sure.
We've only left. We have a minute to talk about cocktails.
This has never happened. We're always like, wait, wait.
We can't get
it. Can I stay on longer?
And we can't cut into Roger's time because he's going to start just bouncing up and down and throwing stuff. I almost said the word. Throwing
no
stuff
phone
all over.
Calls, huh?
No phone
calls. Man, this is like my dream.
No, sit on the radio and answer phone calls. You held the phone lines.
Oh, yeah. Like, I screened all of them. Not even close to good enough.
Oh, that's nice. That's
you are such a sweet man to lie to me.
So next time we will talk about this Bourbon County Stout thing that I was sharing with you yesterday.
Yes.
Because it's not, I know you're not a beer person, you're more wine, but that's what this is. It's like it's beer different variants that go into a mix of bourbon barrels and they sit there for a year. And so you get the bourbon in there, but they are so dark and so smooth. It's like, and you drink it out of a snifter, but it's like drinking a fine wine. It is really good. I know it's...
Sir, you had me at fine wine.
See, there you go. There you go.
I will try anything. I can't guarantee I'm going to like it, but I will try it.
There's 7 different flavor variants, so you'll be able to go from cherry to like a little more oaky. So there's a little bit of everything. It's very much like wine, but instead of beer being 3 to 4%, this stuff is 14 to 16%.
Oh my goodness. All right, so we're tasting.
We're tasting. But if you taste a lot, it doesn't matter. It's over.
Like one quick flight.
That's right. Catch Lauren on WGN-TV Friday nights, Saturday nights, and on GN Sports. Be good and safe travels this week.
All right, thanks. I'll catch you guys from Tampa.
Sounds great. Take care,
Lauren.
Bye-bye.